Yeah, I'm hungry. Like, I'm real hungry. I was lit last night. I ain't eat nothing. Oh my god. So look, welcome to Life of Raw podcast. We about to get this joint popping. Whatever. I got two cameras right now. Looking at y'all. Looking at that one. Cause this one going on YouTube. And I already took my shot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm nervous. But let me just introduce myself. Most of y'all know me as Mommy Ra. Some of y'all know me as Pebble. Some of y'all know me as Cece. The reason, I guess, like, I went with the name Ra, Mommy Ra, because of the last two letters of my name, for real. Like, my crazy ex gave me Ra. And then my best friend in the whole wide world gave me Mommy. I don't know why, because we was on this Spanish thing. Shout out to him, though. Shout out to him for also, what's it called? Inviting me to come out with him last night. A little bit about me. I'm out here working hard. I'm tired. I be working 46 hours a week. I'm trying to figure out my little game and stuff. I got a little box right here. I'm trying. Make sure my volume rate. I don't really know, but what I was saying. Yeah, I'm burnt out. I think I'll go. I gotta relax. Alright. So basically, why am I doing a podcast? I feel as though I need people, we all need to work on listening. Like, people don't listen enough. We always watching something. We always watching TV. We always, you know what I'm saying, into all of that reality, whatever. Like, I feel as though we need to start getting into listening more. We need to open our ears and open our minds to different stuff. So what you're going to get from this podcast is mostly just I'm bringing on different people, as well as we're going to talk about myself. We're going to have a little bit of other segments, you know what I'm saying, other fun things going on. I got a segment called Pick Up the Phone. Some of y'all know what that is. Some of y'all don't. I actually have an actual number for y'all to call in if y'all want to call into the show. That's why I got two phones, so I can find my other phone. But basically, that's what's going on. I already got two interviews for y'all already set up. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about starting your own business. We're going to have entrepreneurs on here. I'm just trying to help everybody out, because at the end of the day, everyone needs help. Everyone try and do something. Said bling bling. Bling bling. Tati already know what it is. Pick up the phone, Tati. Pick the phone up, Tati. But I just want to help everybody strive to be the best that they possibly can be, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody helping nobody out here. But it's enough room and there's enough stuff for everybody to be eating. I graduated from a school that's, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of great people graduated from, but at the same time, like, no one really helps each other out back here at the DMV. So when I was in Florida, everyone was like, oh yeah, let me help you out, boop. So I guess this is really what this podcast is about. I want people to really listen and, like, tune in and, like, really grab something from it, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody else gonna help you. So that's my main goal. Like, it's a lot of stuff that I want to do and I want to accomplish, but at the same time, I feel as though a lot of people are lost, and I know exactly how that feels. Most of the time I be lost. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I be burnt out. You can ask anybody, I be burnt out. Like, I be so lost. But at the same time, like, this is something for everybody to listen to. I don't think it's family friendly, because, you know what I'm saying, some of y'all know I cuss like a sailor, which I'm working on that, but it is what it is. Back to the segment, though, that I was talking about. We're going to have this thing called Pick Up the Phone, and basically, it's a call out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm calling you out, I'm calling whoever out. If you want me to call somebody out for you, like, you know what I'm saying, I got you. Let me see, the number I'm going to use for that, I'll drop that later when we get into that. But my main thing, people keep asking me, oh, what's the podcast about? What's your podcast gonna be about? What's your podcast gonna be about? Like, that's so annoying. Why gotta be about something? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why can't it be about culture and, like, society and how to be better, how to be a better person with a sprinkle of music and a sprinkle of maybe some sports or a sprinkle of this? Like, I just feel as though it's so much thing, so much you could talk about. Just period. Like, there's a lot that you could talk about. Like, why you gotta talk about one thing? Like, that's boring. Nobody wanna talk about one thing. So yeah, we about to get into the quote of the day though, because it's a new day, it's the morning. I vaguely remember last night, but yeah, we about to get into that. So the quote of the day today is like some BS. Then I got a different quote that we just gonna go with that one. Alright, so Mark Twain said, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. So what that means to me is like, whenever you being a follower, like if you find yourself, okay, like, yeah, I'm on this side, I'm on this team, I'm doing this, like if everybody on that side, like, that don't mean one, it don't mean that it's the right side. That's number one. Number two, like, at the end of the day, you should want to stand out by yourself and do whatever you gotta do by yourself, because that's what's most important. That's just how I feel about that, like, to be honest with you. The main one, though, that I did want to talk about is, like, you building and growing yourself. excuse me. Y'all, I was in a shouting match yesterday. I don't remember what I was shouting about, but I don't really have no voice right now. My throat hurt. I need a cough drop. Somebody drop a cough drop. Put a cough drop in the comments, don't. So I can feel better. Or a medicine bottle. Do we got those emojis? I don't even think we have those emojis. But somebody needs to drop one. Or some tea. I know we got a tea emoji in that junk. I wrote down a lot of stuff. I thought I was gonna go off of it, but I'm just gonna let this junk flow, and I think I need another shot. Also, we doing this thing. If you come on my show, if you wanna be interviewed, you gotta take a shot. You gotta take a shot. And I need a sign that says recording in process, because I promise you someone's about to come downstairs and start talking to me. Open the door while I'm recording. I need a sign. Somebody know where I can get a sign from, because I kinda need one. I'm not gonna let y'all watch me take a shot though, because y'all gonna go on me and be like, oh shit, I like weed. Oh, that baby shot. Oh, okay, so what? I'm a lightweight, okay? Don't drink. I'm not a drinker. We gonna take this shot today, though. We gonna relax, because I'm nervous. Take another shot real quick. But, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go to work, so. Oh, that was nasty. Oh, that was disgusting. Oh my god. I was saying something. Oh yeah, if you want to be featured on my podcast, on my show, you gotta take a shot with me. If you're not a drinker, okay, I can respect that, but you gotta get something like to get you lit, because I'm gonna take a shot, because I'd be nervous. The first, that shot hit me right there. Ooh, I'm not doing that again. But I gotta do it again, because for my podcast, talk about stuff, I'm not gonna do that again. So yeah, it's only been 10 minutes, less than, and I'm just lost. But hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to the live. You know what I'm saying? I got like 3 people watching, but that's okay, because that's more than 0. You know, sometimes I'll open my live, ain't nobody been on it. But yeah, like, let's get into that. Let's talk about followers. Like, let's go back to the quote of the day, because followers be blowing me. Like, bar, they be blowing me. I don't know what's up with them. Like, well, I don't know why they can't be original. I don't know why they can't just figure out stuff on them by themselves. I don't know why they just You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just feel, you could just feel, thank you. You could just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the presence of a follower. You could just feel when somebody's a follower. You just be like, oh yeah, like, walk into the room. Oh yeah, that person's a follower. That's so irritating to me. Like, well, I shouldn't be able to tell that you a follower. Like, I shouldn't be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't even want to follow. Nobody should want to follow nobody. But then, like, but some people were built that way. You know, like, for me, like, I tried to be a follower, but it didn't work. It ain't work. Like, I know that sounds retarded. Like, why would you try to be a follower? But I did, like, for a long time. I really wanted to fit in. I really wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, like, with everybody else, with everything. Oh, I think my camera about to stop recording. I don't know what's going on. That's why I need another camera. But, yeah, that, like, for some people, like, that's retarded. Like, why would you want, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you care enough about what other people think or whatever people are doing, or why would you want to be behind them? And it's kind of like, not really that I wanted to, per se. It was more so like, that's what everybody else was doing. Like, I ain't know no better, you know? I didn't know being different and doing different could get you to so many other places until I went away to college. Like, in the college I went to, that, the reason I went there is because it was no judgment. I went to Full Sail. I was in Florida, right near Orlando. Shout out to y'all. Y'all, like, was real nice. Y'all was real. Yo, that's what the original trap people were like. I don't care nobody say. I don't care. You could argue with me. That's original trap licky down there. But they was just all different. When I went on my college tour to go look at them, I just was seeing so many people, like, so many different type of people. The first time I'm driving past, I'm telling you, this girl had green hair, and her friend had purple hair, and she had them little gauges things that are, like, kind of nasty, no offense, but they, like, nasty to me because it's just like, oh, like, oh. Anyways, what's it called? But yeah, it just was real different, like, real different, and I could have a different appreciation for it because nobody was stressing trying to fit in. Like, I wanted to go to an HBCU. My mom wanted me to go to Spelman. I wanted to go to Clark, but my mom found me some other place to go that got the same, that had the same thing that I wanted to go for. But like, the vibe was just different. Like, you could do whatever you want down there. That's why, like, you be on my, see me on my Instagram or see me on whatever, and you just be like, oh, she got a green head, oh, she got this, oh, what's she doing, she got a blue head, like, what's going on, like, she got every color in the rainbow, looking almost like Tekashi. Nah, but I ain't no rat though, but you know what I'm saying, like, you feel me? So it's like, at the end of the day, it just grasped me because I was tired of being an unsuccessful follower. Like, You got yourself, you got the other followers, you got all these other people, and, like, you gotta learn, like, alright, who do I wanna be? Like, am I a follower, am I a leader? And at the end of the day, like, you could be either or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong, I'm not gonna say it's something wrong with being a follower, because some people are built like that. Dating. M17, I found your page. You seem lit. Yeah, I got you. My fault, y'all. Somebody on my live just asked me to talk about something real quick. But, yeah, like, I'm not saying nothing wrong with being a follower. If you built, like, to be a follower, then you a follower. If you built to be a leader, then be a leader. But at the end of the day, just try to be mindful. Like, okay, I'm a follower, but I got my own brain. I got my own mind. I'm not no chicken. You feel me? Alright, so, I can't really read your thing. I be wearing glasses. I just don't have them on. Your name, but you said, can you talk about relationship and dating? And I guess you meant A-N, not A-N-D. Ancient niggas, 17, I found your page. Okay. I don't really want to talk about that because, I mean, I want to talk about it because you asked me to, so we're going to talk about it, but I just have a different outlook on the male species because I'm not gonna say there's not no good men out there, but, like, it's hard to talk about, and I got Danny in my system. But at the end of the day, says leave him alone. A giggle, giggle. Ah. Tatia, giggle, giggle. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave him alone. If he not good for you, leave him alone. If he's not treating you right, leave him alone. If he's cheating on you, leave him alone. Like, leave him alone. Because you're worth more than that. Like, you should know your worth as a woman. You know what I'm saying? And then you're 17. You're young. Like, at the end of the day, you need to live your life. Like, don't be tied down. Like, I'm not saying go out here and be out there. Go be a hoe. I'm not saying to do that. No. But I'm saying, like, go and just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, go and have fun and don't worry. And, oh, block him. Like, block him. She said, I was dealing with this guy and he would leave me on red for weeks. Then respond. Nah, but, like, he's done. Hold up. The movie you recorded me. Oh, is it still recording me, though? Like, I hate when my camera does this. Like, I don't know if it stopped recording me or not, so I gotta stop recording on my other phone. If my phone got space, because I just need, like, I need a third phone, y'all, at this point. Because it's not, let me see. We're gonna have to set this joint up like that. Boom, right next to each other. Video. Then he ended up in a relationship and then tried to keep me on the side. Oh, yeah, he'd be on the block list. I'm mad I started recording on my phone. Because I can show you my block list. Like, yo, put that on the block list. Period. Period, poo. You on the, hey, yo, pick up the phone. Tell him, give me, I'm about to tell you the number. Send me the number. We go call him. Be like, yo, we calling you out. Pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, nah, like, he on that block list. My block list is probably like 30 deep. You know what I'm saying? I might be gassing it, but it's pretty much like 30 deep, like no funny. If I had to move the mic a little bit closer, but put him on a block list, sis, because you need to know what you're worth. You need to know, like, hey, stink. You need to know what your worth is. What's the link for that? Let my best friend on the thing, but I'm hurt. Let me see. Let me scroll back. Alright, of course you're gonna be hurt. Yeah, my camera just went out. Of course you're gonna be hurt. Like, anybody would be hurt. I'd be hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody. Here we go. Everybody would be hurt. Like, not everybody, but certain people would be hurt because at the end of the day, you obviously felt something for him. And my only advice to that is getting over hurt is to move on. Like, talk to somebody different, talk to somebody new, talk to a different type of person, a different type of dude, because you know what I'm saying, not all men are the same. And I know some of y'all that's listening that know kind of my story are probably over there having a clipsing, what's that word? I don't know what the word is. Like, oh, she really said that, because I'm definitely the advocate for niggas ain't shit. Oh, Virgos is in the trash. You didn't see my post? Yeah, you need to follow me. I put Virgos in the trash. I put Virgos in the trash. You're an Aquarius. You don't need no Virgo. I put them in the trash. There's only probably that I know of one Virgo. That's my dog. I love her. But all the other Virgos is in the trash, sis. Like, I'm a Scorpio. You want to talk about astrology? We could talk about astrology. Well, we could talk about that. Like, I'm a Scorpio, the best sign in the world. Okay, you know what I'm saying? My closest friends are Aries. Don't need a Scorpio. Hey, yo. Yeah, we don't need your Sagittarius. Okay, let me tell you right now, sis. Let me tell you the ones that's in the trash, because we're going to get into this. Let me cross my legs. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this because you missed it. Virgos is in the trash. Sagittarius is in the trash. Leos is in the trash. Who else I put in the trash? Hey, Tati, who else I put in the trash? Is that it? I feel like that's it. Like, they trash. You don't want them. You don't want them. Virgos is trash. Virgos, like, you. First of all, I didn't put Scorpios in the trash. See, look, I don't have no storage for nothing, y'all. I can't record. I can't finish recording this, y'all. What time is it? Oh, we got 10 minutes. I know. Yeah, Oop. Anyways, y'all in the trash. Y'all are the most annoying sign. But anyways, since you need to stop, don't mess with no Virgo. Try again, because it's not, that's not where it's at. I don't know what is compatible for an Aquarius, but I can look it up. But Virgos is not where it's at, because they like to, they are confused. They're probably the most confused sign that I know. What else? Y'all was funny. Y'all funny. Y'all trying to comfort me. Scorpios is the best sign ever. Me and all of my best friends, except for one who's in Aries. Shout out to her. She did my theme song, which y'all didn't get to hear because I ain't finished editing it. And that was on me. That was my bad. I ain't figure out what a part of the song I wanted to use yet. But, and she's going to be our first feature interview. But I'm a Scorpio. My best friend's a Scorpio. My other best friend's a Scorpio. My second mom's a Scorpio. My other best friend is an Aries. Shout out to her. Even though Aries, they are crazy and they have anger issues and they have a lot of stuff. They're really close to being in the trash. But I got too many Aries in my life to put them in the trash and get cussed out for doing that. I'm signing up. I'm proud of you. I bet. Thank you so much, Keys. I'll see you later. Have fun at, I'm not going to tell everybody where you at right now, but have fun over there. I hope that you enjoy it. But yeah, you gotta stop with the Virgos. I know that you hurt though, and I understand that pain. I understand that hurt, because at the end of the day, like, it is what it is though. Men are gonna be men. Like, that's how they are. I feel like most men are confused. Like, women, as women, we are emotional. We know what we want. Even if you a dyke or something, like, or a femme, or you gay, or whatever you feeling, like, you feeling. Like, we are emotional people. We're emotional creatures. We think we pretty much know what we want. Or, like, we got our heads on, like, okay, this is what I want. But, like, men, they think that they know what they want until they lose what they had, or they lose what they want, or they, oh, you missed it? Okay, well, I start over. Well, I'm not going to start all the way over, but basically I was saying, men be confused, pretty much, you know, like, they're not as focused on certain things. Like, for example, men be, they like, in their head, they like, oh yeah, I want this or I want that, but for women, it's like, we really know. What are we talking about? Oh, this young lady is asking for some assistance in her love life, and I'm trying to give her some advice right now. This is where we ended up on. Like, we've been talking about a lot of different stuff. We was talking about how it's Scorpio Nation, bro. We was talking about Scorpio Nation, bro, because we're the best. Anyways, he isn't confused, I don't feel, because he... No, alright, what I'm saying is, like, they do be confused, yeah. They do be confused because, at the end of the day, yeah, he's in a relationship, but as soon as that relationship break, if he on your line again, then he's, like, that's confused. He's confused. At the end of the day, yeah, he's in a relationship. That's where he figured out or found out that he wanted to be. But I know people that's been pressured into being in relationships that they don't want to be in, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying that he is confused, because I don't know him per se, and I know your side of the story. I don't know his side of the story, but at the same time, like, if it was, you got to make sure that it's established, like, okay, I like you, and I want this and this and this to happen. You feel me? Like, you got to make sure that you can say that and figure out what their response is. Now, if you say that and he don't have no response, then he's not, you know what I'm saying? He's not what you want. He's not what you need. And you really need to, like, find an outlet to get over that. Or you need to find somebody new that makes you happy, that treats you right, and gives you what you deserve. At the end of the day, he's in a relationship. All right, let him be in a relationship. Don't be one of them females trying to be all this, doing all that. No, that's not cute. And you're better than that. Show him what he missed out on. You know what I'm saying? And he is confused. If he wants to keep you on the side, that's confusion. That's really what side females on side niggas is for. Like, you confused at the end of the day if I'm on the side, like, because you don't know what you want. You're confused. Said that he could be coming. He is playing with me. Let me let him back in. But that's, your best friend is true. Like, that's right. Y'all just sounded like I farted, but it's like, it's the seat. It's the chair. I promise you, I just rubbed against it. It sounded like I farted. Alright, but no, for like, that's the main reason. Like, he thinks that he could come back easily. No, that's why you need to add him to your block list. Start a block list. He's the first person on it, because at this point you're making him like be able to use you, be able to cheat, and you don't want to be the girl that's like, oh, you're helping my man cheat on me. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Put a price in it. I don't know what that means. I can't really see what that is either. But you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that girl. Block him. Because you don't want to be that girl. Because then that's how females be trying to fight and do all this extra drama stuff. You know what I'm saying? You could be with it, but you don't want to be with it. Because violence is never the answer. But y'all, we got 2 minutes left on this podcast. Anything else y'all want to talk? No problem. Anything else y'all want to talk about, y'all can DM me. The phone number to DM, sex, call, whatever, for anything that's podcast and business related. If you want to get an interview or anything, you could also DM me. But you could also use this number. It's 779-333-1724. And that's what we're going to use in segment two. Pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them. I haven't really, you know, figured out all the rest of them. But we are going to have different type of interviews. I got some lined up for y'all in the future. I actually got a knockout 2 ones tomorrow, and another one is on Thursday. So just stay tuned. Every other Saturday, those interviews I will be posting a link to them and everything. I will try to have live podcasts every other week as well. So like this week was a live podcast. We talked about, you know what I'm saying, relationship, or y'all got on my live and wanted to talk about certain things. And then next Saturday, we're going to have the first interview. Saturday after that, we're going to have another live. So just stay posted, stay on my page, stay on all of that. And thank you for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, use that number, use the DM. It's only for business, though, no, never personal. I'm good, like I said earlier, like I'm straight, I'm good, like I'm really just living off of all of that stuff. So if you want to talk anything other than business, then you're not at the right place. But alright y'all, I'm signing off now. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank you for everybody that tuned into the first joke. It's gonna be way more to come. And first one down, Tati. First one down, 110 billion more to go. Yo, but yeah, I'm about to upload all my stuff. I'm about to drop the links. I'm gonna be on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Podbean, Podomatic, as well as YouTube. YouTube is gonna be short because something wrong with my camera just cut out in the middle of it, and when we was getting to the hot and juicy good stuff. But all right, y'all, thank you so much for tuning into the Life of Raw podcast. I'll see y'all later.